What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and let's start with a question from a listener named Kira.
Hello, my name is Kira, and my favorite character is JF Cat. And my what if question is what if butterflies were made of butter?
Thank you, Kira, for that great question.
Oh, I'm so glad you like me, Kira, because I wanted to come today and give a big shout out to Amalia, one of our newest patrons.
And yes, thank you, Amalia, whose favorite characters are JF Cat and me, Mr. Eric.
Yer, don't you be having another question to answer.
Oh, you're right, PD. But what are you doing here?
We've got a very special shout out for a friend of yours named Sam.
Oh, Sam Kendall, my old college buddy?
Yer, the two of you made me up a good 16 years ago.
That's right. You're getting big, PD. And thank you, Sam. Now let's get our next question from a patron named Aria.
My name's Aria, and I'm 5 years old, and I like horses, and my love question is what if rich goes for better selling cars, and what if you win a basket frisbee with dessert pizza? Bye!
Whoa, there is a lot of question there to unpack, Aria.
Ah, such a mysterious and involved question will surely yield a wonderful story.
Abacus, please don't put that much pressure on me.
Nonsense. I'm not here to talk to you at all. I'm here to shout out Zoe.
All right. Well, thank you to our patrons, Zoe, Sam, and Amalia. Now let's find out, what if rich ghosts were bad at selling cars, and what if bats played frisbee with dessert pizza, and what if butterflies were made of butter? Papa Lou was walking to his first job interview in many years when a beautiful butterfly landed on his nose.
Oh, well, if this isn't good luck, then I don't know what... This is the greasiest butterfly. Yeah. Are you actually made out of butter?
He swatted at the butterfly, which flew off,
leaving a greasy gob of colorful butter melting on his nose.
Oh, that was gross and also kinda delicious.
But Papa Lou quickly forgot about the buttery fly as he reached Boo Boo's used and new car emporium.
Hey, Papa Lou, name's Boo Boo.
A big puffy ghost seemed to appear out of nowhere.
Well, hey, Mr. Boo Boo, I'm really glad to have this opportunity to interview with you.
And Papa Lou took out his paper resume when a whipped cream pizza whizzed by and smacked it out of his hand.
Oh, jeez, I should have brought a backup copy.
Never mind that. That family of bats has been throwing dessert pizzas ever since those pizza trees grew this morning.
Yeah, well, it's a very dairy day in What If World for some reason.
And as Papa Lou followed Boo Boo towards his office, a family of bats kept throwing pizzas back and forth throughout the car emporium.
Well, my resume was gonna say that I haven't worked for a while. I've been staying at home, taking care of the kids.
You're very fortunate to be able to do so.
Well, I know, but now that they're in school, I wanna try to work a few hours and...
Hey, that's all I need to know. You're hired.
You don't want to ask about my relevant experience.
I'm not really concerned with much anymore.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to work hard to earn you some money, sir.
Don't worry about that either. I'm a rich ghost. I just happen to haunt this car emporium, which I also own.
Okay.
But if you're so eager to work, then why don't you sell those bats a car?
Oh, I'm starting right now. Sure.
And Papa Lou ran back onto the lot and got a hot fudge sundae pizza straight to the face.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. You bats, you batty bats.
Now, if you're hanging out at the car emporium, you must be looking for a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got distracted by the dessert pizzas.
Yeah, we never seen a pizza tree before, and now they're sprouting up all over the place.
Well, since bats use echolocation, you probably want a drop-top convertible car.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Which would you recommend?
For a big family of bats.
Oh, yeah, there's more of you that I could keep track of.
Papaloo walked them over to a shiny black convertible.
Oh, well, this one matches you all, kind of like a Batmobile, if you will.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah, I think we want this one.
Oh, hot dickity dog.
But then, there was Big Boo Boo right beside him.
Well, you know, this car is not any better than the last five models.
Although it does cost a heck of a lot more money.
I'm sure there's many improvements.
Well, it does have a wider rearview mirror. But what do you care? You're a bunch of bats. You can fly wherever you want to go.
Yeah, he's right.
What are we doing trying to buy a car in the first place?
Let's get out of here.
And the family of bats flew away.
Oh, I could practically taste that sail.
Tastes like an extra cheese pizza in your face, doesn't it?
Cheese and chocolate, yeah. Gross.
And as the bats flew away, suddenly Petey the Pirate pushed through some ice cream bushes that hadn't actually been there before, as buttery flies continued to fill the skies.
So you messed up one sale. There's another customer for you.
Look, I didn't mess up the sale. You're kind of bad at selling cars.
Is it bad to tell the truth?
Of course not. But you also have to listen to what people want. I swear you're just trying to scare people away.
Well, I am a ghost.
Excuse me. I was looking to buy a flashy car, please.
Well, you're in the right place. Boo Boo's used a new car emporium. Has some of the flashiest wheels in what if world.
That's wonderful.
But no matter how much you spend, no one's gonna think any better of you.
Oh, I guess you're right.
That's not entirely true. Materialistic people will be very impressed.
You're right.
But none of that matters unless you were impressed with yourself.
Oh, you're right. I've got to learn to love a Petey.
And how better than by treating yourself to a nice car? You've earned it. You sold me our house for crying out loud.
Well, now that you mention it.
Hey, you didn't tell me this was a friend of yours, Papaloo. We gotta give him a car for free.
No, that's not what I was saying.
I'll take a free car.
And Papaloo was left stammering as Boo Boo handed Petey the Pirate the keys to a sensible, used bug.
Honk honk! Thanks, Papaloo! And Boo Boo too!
And Petey started slipping and sliding away on the buttery streets. As Petey continued to wend and wind down the slippery street, pungent, cheesy flowers started growing all along the curb.
Okay, Boo Boo, if I'm gonna work for you, you gotta let me do my job.
But a true salesperson knows that helping others will come back to help you. Hey, Papaloo.
Well, I agree with you, but I've got a family I'm trying to support.
Papaloo was smacked in the face
by a Mars Capone calzone.
Off a crying out.
And perched atop that calzone was none other than JF Cat.
Papaloo, Boo Boo, I need a fleet of your fastest, flashiest, shiniest cars.
Okay, I think we can help you out there.
That's what that family of bats said before they flipped me into your face on a calzone.
See, Papaloo, the good you do comes back to you.
Okay, Boo Boo, now let's sell this cat a whole bunch of expensive cars.
Just be quick about it. All the butterflies have turned to butter, and instead of pollinating, they're derriating.
And as JF Cat spoke, butterflies continued to swarm around the emporium, and sour-smelling yogurty weeds sprouted out through every crack in the pavement.
Well, we've got the flashiest cars sure to attract butterflies.
And they're really fast, too. They all have 250 ghost horsepower.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say ghost horsepower?
Don't worry, they're all the ghosts of very old horses.
Oh, I'd rather not drive a car haunted by horses.
Oh, no problem. No, don't listen to Boo Boo. He's just a messing with you.
No horses, no problem.
and Boo Boo flipped the lid to a bright pink car, and 250 ghost horses sped out of the engine.
Well, now how's the car gonna drive?
Don't you worry, it was a hybrid. You just have to switch to the 250 cheetah ghost powered engine.
That's para. Somehow worse.
Okay, well, we do have non-haunted cars here as well.
Papaloo had grabbed a bucket of keys to all the fastest and most colorful cars in the lot. The air was thick with buttery flies and Parmesan pollen. Howdy Pooch and Patty Pan and the rest of the Fur Force had shown up and were ready to drive.
Okay, we just have to fill out some quick paperwork and...
Another buttery fly landed on his nose. It was easily twice as big as the last one.
Forget it, Fur Force. Just borrow the cars. Commandeer them. There's no time to waste.
Papaloo dumped out all the keys, and dogs and cats and mice set up big butterfly nets atop a fleet of cars.
Hey, Papaloo, why don't you help too?
And Boo Boo gestured to one last pair of car keys on the ground. Papaloo scooped up the keys and helped JF Cat and the Fur Force catch hundreds and thousands of buttery flies. And as each butterfly entered the net, it came out a regular butterfly again, able to sip the nectar of real flowers and help get What If World back to normal. The next day, a bleary-eyed Papaloo drove back to Boo Boo's used a new car emporium. The car he'd borrowed was beat up and covered in cheese, and it slowly backfired and sputtered through a crowd of people gathered at the entrance to the lot.
I'm sorry, folks, we gave away all our flashiest cars to the Fur Force. I'm probably gonna get fired today.
But we were hoping you would sell us a car.
You're the most honest salespeople in town.
I want to drive a car from the people who helped save What If World from them deliciously dangerous buttery flies.
Oh my goodness, let me just open up.
And there Boo Boo appeared, flinging open the gates to the Emporium like magic as a horde of new customers poured in.
I think we're gonna have a busy day, Papaloo.
Wowee! I gotta tell Mama Gemma I might be home late.
Now listen up, everybody. We've got a new batch of wind-powered cars. They're terribly slow and expensive, and you can only charge them on top of a mountain.
Maybe I won't be home that late after all.
The end. Well, Aria and Kira, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my uncle Kevin and my cousin Mike, who sell cars to help people and support their families, and all you kids at home who know it's okay to be honest and sincere, and it's the easiest way to meet other honest and sincere people. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
This Tuesday, October 31st, from 3 to 5 p.m., ICANN is presenting its annual spooktacular Trick or Treat. Get ready for a haunting Halloween with Spooky Sarah, Scary Steven, and me, Eerie Elena, on ICANN Radio. Join us and we'll have a skeleton of fun.